Welcome to Assets and Aging and my weekly podcast every Wednesday at noon right here on Assets and Aging. I want to get right to it. I'm going to tell you a story. Story is true. If you get my newsletter, you've already seen my video on this. My radio show this week will be on this story. And you need to pay attention. This is all about what everybody says can't happen. And it happens every day. It happens all the time. And it's not unique. So I'm going to tell you an actual story. I'm going to change the names, but I'm going to tell you a story. When you're done, make sure you sign up for my workshop. Make sure you look at the bottom of this page, but pay attention. This is a true story, and you need to listen. I have a client. Dad, let's call Dad Fred. Let's call my client Herb. Fred is in a nursing home in Northern California. Not going to tell you where, not going to tell you which one, not part of the story. I will tell you this. This is not an uncommon story. So Fred is in a nursing home, and we start Medi-Cal because the family can't afford. They have a house and a little bit of money, and they can't afford $10,000 a month for a nursing home. So we get that started. I've started that. We did some other stuff way back, pre-planning, which will come into view here in a minute. And the other day, I'm sitting at my computer, as I am wont to do during doing some work, and I get an email from Herb, the son. And Herb says, you know, because the nursing home's been making noises about throwing Fred, the dad, out of the nursing home. That happens all the time. Well, we can't keep him here. We don't have any more beds. We don't have any long-term care beds. We only have rehab beds. Your dad, we don't like the size of his ears, so he can't stay here. All of it's bunk. There's six reasons in federal law why you can discharge somebody from a nursing home, and not having a long-term care bed or a Medi-Cal bed, there's no such thing, by the way, is not one of them. But we hear it all the time. I hear it every week. So they've been making threats about throwing dad out, and I've been trying to help my client Herb, the son, take care of his dad Fred by keeping him where he needs to be, because mom Wilma can't take care of dad. So I get an email that says Bob, it's good email. Gonna be okay. Talk to the director of nursing. Director of nursing says dad can stay there. No problems, not a problem, it's going to be not a problem. So I read the email, and no sooner than that do I get another email that says, ignore the last email. I just got a phone call from my mom, and she had the doorbell rang, and she opened the doorbell, and standing at the front door is her husband, Fred, with his walker and a bag full of his clothes because he's been sent home by the nursing home in a van. I'm not making this up, folks. By the way, I have seen people sent home in cabs. I'm not making that up either. I know one attorney, one elder law attorney not in town here, once told me he had a client who was sent home by the nursing home on a bus, a city bus. Now, remember, my client, Herb, has just gotten off the phone with the director of nursing and says, you got nothing to worry about. A few minutes later, mom calls and says, dad's standing at the front door, what do I do? So my client and I get on the phone together, and I said, well, I think you only have one choice. I said, you leave your job, just tell him you got to leave, and he's working out of town from where, so he's got to drive to their house. I said, you go get your dad, you call the director of nursing, and you tell them that you're going to be bringing your dad back, and everybody better be at the front door to greet him and put him back in his bed. Now, the first part of this story is, what would have happened if I hadn't been there? Where do you think dad would be today? At home, trying to be taken care of by his wife, who can't take care of him. That's why this show exists. That's why this podcast exists. That's why my newsletters exist. That's why you should be a subscription member. That's why. Because had I not been there, you can imagine. Okay, so anyhow, I get an email. He calls me back a little while later, the son, my client Herb, and says, well, Dad's back in his bed. They all went olly olly oxen free. Gosh, it was just all a big mistake. And I said, no, it's not. They're not telling you the truth. This is becoming a more and more common experience with nursing homes and even in some assisted livings. While one hand is telling you one thing, the other hand is doing something completely different. And one of the reasons this all worked out, Dad's back, Medi-Cal's moving on. One of the reasons this worked out is weeks ago, the son was wise enough to see this coming, listens to my radio show. The son was wise enough to see this coming, and we did a whole bunch of stuff to prepare for this very day, for this very occurrence, so that the son could be in charge and make sure that Mom and Dad didn't lose what they'd worked a lifetime for. No assets are going to be lost, no money's going to be lost. No houses are going to be lost, no anything, because the son was wise enough to get Mom and Dad to do something before this ever happened. Are you that wise? Is this happening to you? I want to tell you another little quick story. This isn't apocryphal. I heard it right from the horse's mouth. An attorney the other day told me that he had a client, did a conservatorship because Dad, the client, I don't know if it was a male or female. I think it was a male. Needed a conservatorship. The court appoints the son and doing a conservatorship. The son's a conservator. How many times have I warned you on radio shows, even in my book? If you don't have my book, why not? Navigating Frailty. You can call me and find out how to get my book. So the son's in charge. There's some money involved. Some other children come and literally kidnap Dad and take him to another state. Now, it all got rectified. The long arm of the law took care of it. But one of the reasons that it allowed it to be taken care of is because, and again, the son had done the things necessary to make sure that he was going to be in charge of taking care of Dad and making sure that Dad had the best care and all of that kind of stuff. It cannot be allowed to happen accidentally. If you're out there thinking this kind of stuff can't happen to you, you're a fool. Because it happens to people every day. And I talk to elder law attorneys every day, and I talk to other people who do what I do. And this stuff happens every single stupid day. And you're not prepared for it because you think it's going to be okay. So what's going to happen in your family when your dad falls down and he lays on the floor for 2 days because your mom can't get him up, you're out of town, she doesn't know what to do, or better yet, Dad lives alone and he falls down and lays on the floor for 3 days. Now what are you going to do? What's your plan? How are you going to protect assets? How are you going to make sure everything's okay? Well, Bob, I've been to an attorney, I have a trust. Yeah, so what? Do you know how many of those documents have nothing to do with frailty? Well, I bought a $29 kit off a TV. Well, now you're really in deep trouble. There's a book I bought, and all I had to do was tear out the pages. Now you're also in really big trouble. Long-term care planning, frailty planning, is nothing like any other kind of planning. And even though you think you've planned for it, I can almost guarantee you that you haven't. If you've heard the story and you want to make sure it doesn't happen to your family and you want to make sure that you can do the best job possible taking care of Mom and Dad or Grandma and Grandpa or whoever it is, then go pick up the phone and call me. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com, right where you're watching, listening to this podcast, and call me and get to my next workshop. It's on the 14th of this month. What are you waiting for? Why aren't you in my office? Dad has already got dementia. Why aren't you in my office? Mom can barely walk. Why aren't you in my office? Are you just going to become another story somewhere? Luckily, this one had a good ending because there was a wise son. It could also be a wise daughter. In this case, a wise son who made sure that he was going to be in charge when Mom and Dad needed him the most. My guess is you haven't done that. If you'd like to do that, then as soon as this podcast is over, go call me, send me an email, sign up for my website, for my membership. Go to my Facebook. Go to Facebook/Assets and Aging. I did a live podcast, a live Facebook live broadcast yesterday, the video that you can go to Facebook and watch. You can go to my Assets and Aging Facebook page and you can watch it. It's on this very story. If you want to protect everything you've worked a lifetime for, if you want to make sure that this story doesn't happen to you, that you stay in charge, then get a hold of me today. Otherwise, you're going to be the not-so-lucky one that is trying to figure this all out after you get the phone call from the fire department that we just picked up Dad. What do you want us to do? And you don't have a clue. Thanks for joining me today. Make sure you listen to my radio show every Sunday. You can listen to it also here. You can listen to my archive shows by becoming a subscribing member. Follow me on Facebook. Get to my office. Get to my workshop. But don't become another story. Make sure you're in charge and this all has a happy ending. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. We'll see you here again next week. Every Wednesday, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. And again, tell other people about my website, my Facebook page, and this podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you next week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.